This is my first
visit
to
talking to you.
What time does the concert start?
It's kind of you to
Excuse
say so.
Excuse me, how can I get to the
Taipei
Palace Museum?
Taipei is an overpopulated city and the land is expensive.
你说英语。
我说英语。
他也说英语。
英语你我他。
Hello everybody, 我是方巨琴 Christina。
大家好，我是焦梦彤 Myrtle。
我们常常有机会和朋友一起在外面聊聊天啦，吃吃饭啦。那今天的主题呢，就是在餐厅用餐。What do you say to eating out, Maggie?
Yeah, why not? We haven't been out for dinner for quite a long time. A new French restaurant has just opened in our neighborhood. We can go there.
Do we need to book a table in advance?
No need for that. It's not usually busy on weekdays.
What time should we go?
Why not now? I'm hungry.
我们再听一次有中文翻译的 dialogue. What do you say to eating out, Maggie?
Maggie, 我们出去吃饭好吗?
Yeah, why not?
好啊。
We haven't been out for dinner for quite a long time.
我们好久没出去吃饭了。
A new French restaurant has just opened in our neighborhood.
我们家附近新开了一家法国餐厅。
We can go there.
我们可以上那儿去啊。
Do we need to book a table in advance?
我们要事先定位吗?
No need for that.
没有必要啊。
It's not usually busy on weekdays.
平常日子都不会客满的。
What time should we go?
那我们什么时候去呢?
Why not now?
何不现在呢?
I'm hungry.
我饿了。
What do you say to eating out, Maggie?What do you say? 你怎么说呢？意思就是说你觉得怎么样呢 ？What do you say to doing something? 所以你可以发觉到这个 to 是介系词，后面所接的动词呢就得加上 ing 了，所以 to eating out。那这样子的句型常常用在我们的生活当中。我们做几个例子，比如说 Myrtle， 你说我们去公园散步好吗？
哦，散步应该是 take a walk。既然是当作 to 的受词，我们该用 taking a walk。所以整个句子是 What do you say to taking a walk in the park?
What do you say to taking a walk in the park? 好，我们再来一个，比如说，走累了，我就说，我们现在休息一下，你觉得如何？
哦，休息一下本来是 take a rest， 但是当作 to 的受词要变成 taking a rest。所以整个句子是 What do you say to taking a rest now?
What do you say to taking a rest now? 或者说，那个人好像有麻烦了，我们来帮他个忙吧。你觉得怎么样呢？
哦，帮个忙应该是 give somebody a hand， 所以应该是 What do you say to giving him a hand?
没错 ，What do you say to giving him a hand? 记得 to 后面我们都会加 ing 的。那 What do you say to eating out? Eat out, out 怎么说呢？
哦，这个 out 表示在外面，不是在家里，所以换句话说 ，eating out 就是出去吃饭。
没错 ，eating out 出去吃饭。那这家吃饭就叫
eat in。
哦，很简单，我们就可以讲 eat in， in 就可以在家里面了。这也在我们的日常生活中常常用到的。比如说，我打电话给 Maggie， 可是呢，她不在家，不要用 home 哦。
哦，她不在家，我们可以讲说 she's out。
She's out。那整句话呢？
Oh, I called Maggie, but she was out.
I called Maggie, but she was out. 你听到没？刚刚姜老师用的是过去式哦，因为这件事情已经发生了。I called Maggie, but she was out. 换句话说 ，she was not in. 啊，再如果说有人打电话来啊，找你的父亲，结果他就说 ，Is your father in?Is your father in? 当他问说你父亲在家吗？那如果正好那个时候他不在家，你要怎么回答呢？
哦，他此刻不在家的话，我就可以说 He's out at this moment.
He's out at this moment. At this moment 就是此刻 moment M-O-M-E-N-T. 好，下面他就回答了 Yeah, why not?Why not? 为什么不呢？为什么不呢？换句话说，就是对对方的建议其实是表示同意。我们中文就说好啊。We haven't been out for dinner for quite a long time. 这地方我们用到 haven't been, have, 加上 been, been 是 be 动词的过去分词，换句话说，这是一个现在完成式的用法。现在完成式呢，就是表示一种发生在过去某个时间的一个动作，经过了一段时间呢，延续到现在仍然保持的那个状态或者动作。那常常会跟 for 加一段时间来搭配一起使用，像这边 We haven't been out for dinner for quite a long time， 有好长的一段时间， for 加上 quite a long time。 我们可以举其他的例子。诶，对了 Myrtle， 你算算看我们认识有多久了？
我想可能是 over 20 years 吧。
没错， over 20 years， 超过20年了。那这句话如果我说我认识 Myrtle 已经超过20年了，那这句话要怎么讲？
我认识 Myrtle 当然是从过去到现在，所以我们要用现代完成式。我们要用 know, K-N-O-W 的现代完成式，所以是 I have known Myrtle for over 20 years.
I have known Myrtle for over 20 years. 或者说我有五年都没见到他了。
哦，你的意思要我用否定句吗？
对，
是否定句的话，我们当然要在 have 跟 PP 中间加一个 not， 所以我们要用 I haven't seen her for 5 years。
没错 ，I haven't seen her for 5 years。另外呢，比较常搭配的还有 already， 通常用在肯定句 ，yet 用在否定句 ，already 是已经 ，yet 通常是还没 ，not yet 的用法。那我们看看下面这个例子。比如说我问你说 Has she finished her homework? 她功课写完了吗？ Has she finished her homework? 请你用 already 来回答。
我就回答说她已经做好了，那我就要说 Yes, she has already finished it.
Yes, she has already finished it. 那如果说她还没做好呢？
最简单是用 not yet.
Not yet. 那完整的呢？
要用 No, she hasn't finished it yet.
No, she hasn't finished it yet. 那还有一个就是加 just, J-U-S-T, 这个 just 中文要怎么翻译？
就是刚刚怎么样？
刚刚怎么样？就是他刚刚做完他的功课。
我们就要讲说 She has just finished her homework.
She has just finished her homework. 那么Have 加 PP 完成式呢，就常常会跟 for 加一段时间或者 already, yet, just 搭配使用。好，我们今天暂时解释到这里。今天要复习的句型呢，第一个就是 What do you say to 后面加一个动名词，也就是动词 ing 的一个句型。比如说明天我们去看看我的父母，你觉得怎么样啊？比如说我跟我先生这么说，我就可以问说 What do you say to visiting my parents tomorrow? What do you say to visiting my parents tomorrow? 好，第二个要复习的句型当然就是完成式的句型了。那我们中文常常会用到的，尤其是两个人见面快到中午的时候，吃饱了没，加爸呗，那我们就会说 Have you had your lunch?那我回答我吃过了，吃饱了。Yes, I have had my lunch already. 如果说还没 ，not yet， 或者 I haven't had my lunch yet， 或者说我刚吃饱 ，I have just had my lunch.
Highlight of the day. 今天 highlight of the day 我选择的是 why not， 因为这个是我们常用的一个句型。字面上来看是为什么不要，那就是同意对方好啊。比方你说我们去散个步吧 ，Let's take a walk in the park， 我就说 ，Yeah， why not？ 另外，比方说你要看电影，你说 I'm going to a movie， Do you want to come along？ 你要不要一起来呢？那这个人就说 ，Yeah， why not？
好的，我们现在再听一次今天的 dialogue。What do you say to eating out, Maggie？
Yeah， why not？We haven't been out for dinner for quite a long time. A new French restaurant has just opened in our neighborhood. We can go there.
Do we need to book a table in advance?
No need for that. It's not usually busy on weekdays.